This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam, Joy 94.9.
We have to say a very good morning. Is this your first time on Joy?
No, it's not, actually.
Oh, well, a very hello again to the very funny Rose Callahan. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a fun time getting here this morning.
I'm really late and I feel really bad. You know when you make every bad traffic decision and cab decision, like you just choose the worst way to get to it? That's me, and I'm really sorry, and I'm just like, I don't know what I can do to make it up to you guys.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's a saying my catchphrase.
Yes. For those watching TV, you will know Rose Callahan from as one of the reporters in a vehicle commercial with her pad and paper going, are you sure? Give us the line.
Are you sure?
And if you do see that ad, it's what is it, the...
The Ford Cougar.
In the background, you'll see a very confused-looking Adam Samuel as
yeah.
well.
I did not know what was going on. I was just there for the moment.
Yeah. What a cool meeting story. Me and Adam met in the audition for an ad in the waiting room. Just a bit of banter that we were...
And it was two completely different ads that we were both going for, too.
Was it?
I was going for a German scientist on another ad, and then I got an extra on this one. I was like,
but another Ford ad.
Yeah,
because some of my friends ended up on the other ad, and like, I feel like maybe they feel like they're got a bit ripped off because like their ads just like my friend said, it's playing on the Qantas. It's playing on the plane, but our ad's on all the time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Do you still get text messages and tweets saying, yeah, oh, my God, did I just see you on TV?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you did. Then I'm like, what? I don't know what else. I don't know. I'm like, yep. What else do I say? I feel like a bad person because it's like I'm on that thing, but for like the smallest amount of effort possible. Like I'm on it for 3 seconds and I say three words and people are like, good on you, Rose. I'm like, you know. And it's like then you put all this effort into comedy and stuff and then it's like nobody comes to see your show. But they're like, you were on TV. You're on TV for 3 seconds. Like, bloody good on you. Come to my show. I don't know. You know, it's fun though. Did you, you were there in the moment where they, I knew this was good. They made me wear very painful high heels. And then just when it was all going to happen, my scene, and this guy's just like, yep, she needs a bit of height on her. And then the other guy's like, get her a box. I'm like, no, don't give me, because I'm 5 foot tall. And they got me a box to stand on, like I'd stand, but like an official ad box. Like there's a thing, it's called an Apple box. It's for short asses like me.
Hey, don't worry. Like people like Daryl Summers used to stand on a box.
Really?
You know, it's perfectly
really?
Fine.
Don't just say that
Kylie
to make me feel better.
On a box. Kylie.
Do you watch The Block? Dee and Darren. Darren's 7 foot tall. Dee's 5 foot nothing, and she stands on a box, and it's there. You can actually see the box.
What?
You had a hidden box.
Really? Are you serious?
You were lucky.
Wow.
But I mean, to be, Rose is 5 foot. I was 5 foot 10, and the guys standing around us were all like 6 foot. So.
Yeah. I knew it was going to happen. Like, it wasn't just like this would look better. It would be like, it was like you literally couldn't fit Rose's face in the same frame as the other people.
Just like your fringe going.
Yeah. Yeah, like the top of my fringe. But you know what's funny about The Block? This one time I went to do a gig and Adam Richard was doing the gig as well. And I went to go upstairs and there was like this sign. It was like Channel 9 is filming here. And I was like, what is going on here? And I went upstairs and I saw Adam and I was like, what's going on? He goes, oh, they're filming The Block here. But one of the challenges for the team is that they have to do stand-up comedy, like at this gig that I was doing. And I was like, what? This is so weird. And they did stand-up at a gig that I was doing.
And they were terrible.
They were bad.
Well, if you thought that was bad, Madonna, latest news today, breaking is that Madonna is going to stand-up comedy. So she may be an entrant for the 2016 comedy festival.
Wow. What? I thought I was listening before. I thought you said she was doing a sex tape or something.
No.
It's the same thing.
That's Chris.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I got mixed up. Sex tape, stand-up comedy. They're all hilarious, though, aren't they?
You get the trifecta and boom, that's your career.
Wow. Is it because she doesn't look as good as she used to in a leotard? She's like, oh, how hard can it be? Stand-up, let's just do that then. Why not? Maybe I'll start dancing around in a leotard then.
There you go.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
Rose Callahan and Mates 2, Return of the Mates is her comedy festival show. When we come back, we're going to find out a bit more about it. Good morning.
Hello, this is Jessica Clark and you're with Ginny and Adam on Rise Up on Joy 94.9.
In studio joining us is Rose Callahan. Her show is Rose Callahan and Mates 2, Return of the Mites. It's such a bad name. Tell us about it.
Well, basically, last year I did the show called Rose Callahan and Mates. Would you have picked it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And so, basically, like, I MC the night and then I have, like, two guests on every night. And so, they do, like, it's a stand-up show. So, I do stand-up and then they do, like, two 10-minute spots each. And, yeah, it's just a fun show. Like, last year I had, like... Oh, I had like Tom Ballard and Reese Nicholson and Joel Creasy and Josh Earl and Jen Fricker and Alice Fraser and all these cool people. It was a really fun show last year. So it's going to be even better this year. And I was just saying before that one of my first guests on the show is on Monday, when my opening night, is Nath Valvo, who is a Joy alumni. And I actually met him while we were... because he used to do breakfast here and I used to work in radio as well. And when we met on the red carpet at the Logies.
Oh, la la.
But on the wrong side of the red carpet, like the one where you're begging to talk to Bindi Irwin.
the shafted side.
That side of it. And then we like both interviewed Bindi Irwin and we had to like, I don't know, like we had
control
to
control yourself.
Bond.
No, we had to like cleanse. Recover together. She was like, terrifying. She was about 16. She was
like OTT.
She's intense.
Oh yeah, she's like, oh my God, it is so great to be here and just around amazing other like performers and it's just beautiful. And she's like, you look so great, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is going on? She was like 15 or 16 or something. She terrified me.
American mother, just saying.
Yeah. And her little brother was like 3, like, oh my God, it's so great to be here. Like, this is the Twilight Zone. It's terrible. Yeah.
Trybooking.com or comedyfestival.com.au is where you can get your hands on tickets. It opens on the 6th of April and runs through to the 18th.
Yes.
So you have no excuse not to go see the superstar. I'm going.
Go see it on the first day with Nath because that'll be brilliant.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, I'll see if there's tickets left for the first time.
And check out my website, rosecallahan.com. I'm going to post all the guests and stuff on there. So, yeah.
As heard on Triple J, Nova 3, Triple R, I was about to say 3R, Triple R and Joy 94.9. Rose Callahan, sorry for making you rush in, but thank you so much for coming in and having
fun
with us.
Thank you for having me, Joy.
You can find more Rise Up on iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/Rise Up. You're with Ginny and Adam on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.